Hello and welcome to another edition of Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio. I'm your host, Nkonde Fumbeshi. Women at Money is a program that helps women start, stay, succeed, and lead in the workplace and business. We explore actions and strategies to enable women and, of course, men excel in their careers and business ventures. Each week, we'll feature a trailblazer as we discuss the topic of the day. Now, former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, "If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman." I'll be back shortly to introduce the topic and a woman who is doing something tremendous in the film industry. Money. Welcome back. You're listening to Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio with me, Nkonde Fumbeshi. This week on the program, we focus on women reclaiming their position in the creative industry. Although women generally look good on screen, only a handful control what goes on the screen. In Europe, for instance, a survey on gender equality in the media sector revealed that between 2007 and 2016, only 4.2% of film directors were women. Over the same period, 34 women worked as film directors during that period. And in Africa, only 5% of women are CEO of mega media organizations. Women only hold 29% senior roles in the media. However, Zambia has between 25 and 50% female participation in media ownership. Our guest on Women at Money today is a young lady who has broken the glass ceiling in a male-led industry. Jessie Chisi is an award-winning film director, screenwriter. She is an entrepreneur who established Young Cinema in Zambia and runs the Zambia Short Film Fest each year. Jessie is currently director of the famous Zambian telenovela, Zuba. Hello, Jessie, and welcome to Women at Money.
Thank you for having me, and hello.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I'm so delighted.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Now, according to Africa CEO Forum, only about 18% of media businesses in the continent have no women representation in senior position. So, for how long have you been in the film industry?
Well, I've been in the film industry now for 15 years old.
Wow.
Yes, 15 years. So it's been like a process of, you know, discovering, growing and still learning. Yeah, so.
Okay, we'll get back to that. For now, I want you to tell us about your childhood, how it was growing up as Jessie.
Well, okay, I'll make it very short. Vividly growing up, I grew up as a person who's very introverted.
Okay.
I think that's where the story telling comes from, because I was the kind of a person who always, you know, would observe things, but then I was, you know, always keeping up to myself because I think it's just the nature of me, of how I was raised up. I was a church girl.
Okay.
I'm a church girl.
That's
so
nice.
That's my background. So I grew up in church. I grew up also being artistic in church because I was part of the new generation, Bread of Life. It was a dancing group. So all I knew about my growing up was always church, home, or school. That's it. Until through church again, one day they were announcing, the church was going to do a church film. Mm-hmm. I think I remember I was 13, and then I was like, oh my God, I want to try it out.
Yes.
They're doing a church film. How will I, you know, I want to write. I felt I had interesting ideas. So that's how I was, introduced to Lawrence Thompson and the likes of Sakafunya Chainika. So they took me under their wing. They were like, okay, we can teach you something. So it started from there. From there, I started. Then when I finished school, I think I finished my grade 12, I was 16, and I was like, I just literally didn't know what to do with my life. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I needed to write. I thought I was going to be a journalist.
Okay.
That was the closest like I wanted to be. But then it turned out that I ended up being a filmmaker,
mm-hmm.
which is almost the same medium, but different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so your education background?
So with education, I went to ZAMCOM where I did TV production. Then I went to Finland and studied film. Also, I did film in South Africa. Then I'm currently doing my undergrad in social sciences, development studies. So yeah, so that's, then I did also, I did quite a lot of courses. I also did entrepreneurship at MIT. Then I continued when I was chosen for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. I went to UT, you know, University of Austin. I did also business and entrepreneurship. So that's where I get my business background.
That's really nice to hear. Now, most women tend to shy away from leading positions here in Zambia, such as being a CEO or a film industry. What inspired you to get into the film industry? And really, what has been your learning experience? First of all, probably we can start on what inspired you.
Inspired me. Yes. My inspirations to tell. So for me, like, film is a voice. Is a voice. So when I wanted to tell films, I just need, I, for me it was just a tool, you know, which helped me to communicate. Then the inspiration came in when I actually made my first feature film. It was me and my friend, the one I came with here, though she's in the reception. We just went and said, look, she wrote the story, we went, directed it, then I applied for Talent Factory, Talent Campus in Durban.
Yes.
And I was selected, you know, as one of the talents all over Africa.
Yes.
So
yes,
from
yes.
there, I made young people who were so keen to change the African narrative. So it was there that I had something in me told me, like, I want to tell African stories. I want to be one of the Zambians to tell the Zambian side of stories. You know, so inspired meeting all these people. Then, you know, started following the father of cinema, Osemen Sembeni. Then I, you know, being mentored by Catherine Kasekete. Mm-hmm. She was the first woman I ever knew in Zambia that did film. Exactly. So she represented, she gave me the privilege to say, it is possible. Then she took me under her wings and then started mentoring me. Yeah, and she taught me some nuggets and she just told me, like, look, you're gonna be a filmmaker, but you know, first thing is your personal, you know, hygiene. You need to protect yourself. You need to follow the passion, and that's what I followed. So for me, that those were inspirations, like Catherine Kasekete. Like, yeah, she was like actually my first inspiration to say, like, I can actually be a woman in film.
You have spoken about a lot of things, a lot of experiences that you've gone through your media filmmaking industry. What have really been your greatest learning experiences?
Hey, the greatest learning experiences in film, if I will say to date, is that nothing is impossible. You reach, as a woman, you break the glass ceiling, and then you meet different giants, you know, that you need to break through. So it's always, there's always this first level glass that one has to break through. Then people tend to inspire you, and then when you then get to be inspired by you, then when you inspire them, they get to be afraid of you. So that's another level that you need to deal with, you know, because it's either you can lose focus because now you start, you know, fighting for other giants. You're fighting for your career, now you're fighting for your space. It's like, okay, she's a woman. Okay, is she here to get our jobs?
Exactly.
The men get intimidated. Then you'll be like, okay, this is interesting. So for me, my experience has always been like to refine my art, my level of intellectual level, to always be up the game, you know, like to always raise the bar. That's what keeps me going. That's what I've learned. Every time you go, just have to keep raising the bar. And then raising the bar has to do with everything, with your character, with how you carry yourself, your principles, and of course the work culture around you.
Mm, yeah. Have you ever gotten been in a situation where someone comes in looking for the film director and they are passing you by asking, who's a film director here?
Oh my God, I've had several times. You know, I look like a kid. Like, most of the times I've had conversations like, oh, I have this idea. Mom, please, you know. You know. Then you go for a meeting. Are we meeting? No, are you the person?
Exactly. Like, oh my God, on the phone you sound so mature.
I'm like, I don't look it. Yeah. I've had several times. I've had situations where I have to direct people older than me, mm-hmm. or people that have seen you after a long time,
exactly.
then you interact with them on a professional level and they still want to treat you like that girl they knew. Then you're like, no, this is tight, different seasons, it's not the girl, it's let's be a little bit professional. Yeah, so it's always like that. But yeah, people just have to understand that people change and revolve, and mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. growth all the time.
Mm-hmm. You have worked on a couple of projects such as Kabanana, and Zuba has brought a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. And when I was told, when I looked you up on Facebook and some award that you won, the Push Awards.
Yes,
I was like, no, I need to have this lady on my show, because really this is something that's really new to Zambia. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, what has really been your greatest accomplishment?
I think the greatest accomplishment has been really when I did the Esther Perry project.
Yes.
Yeah. Having my project show on Al Jazeera with 250 wow. million people.
Wow.
Like, for me, that was unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is like one of the projects that really taught me
mm-hmm.
principles of standing the heat, because mm-hmm. it took me 5 years yes. to produce the film.
Wow, like, it takes that long?
Yeah. Well, it's the nature, it's because it was an essay, it wasn't like that sort of narrative which okay. is interview based, so we're following the character growing with them through
okay.
So it takes patience, it takes commitment, discipline. And so when I did that film, then it showed Copenhagen, you know. Ooh. It opened in CPH in Denmark, it's mm-hmm. one of the biggest festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Then it, you know, being on Al Jazeera, and finally people getting to see it here, and they're like, wow, who made this film? And it's this young lady there. Yeah. So for me, that was like the most, you know, inspired. I'll never like forget that moment, because that's what made me who I am today. And then of course, like, then Zuba came in. When I was doing Zuba, I was like already tough. That project didn't make me tough. Like, I was already coming with backbone of an iron. I knew who I was, I know what I wanted. So I was like already made director. So I was like, you know, this is what I want, this is what I wanna do.
Mm-hmm.
So Zuba was just me re-identifying myself and just saying, you know, I'm here to take up the position as director and, you know, be part of the history.
Okay. Jesse and I will be right back shortly, and we will talk more about her experience directing Zuba.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Welcome back to Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio. I'm with Zuba Film Director JC, and we're looking at women reclaiming their position in the film industry. Now, before we went on a break, we're looking at JC's experience as a film director on Zuba. JC, how has been your experience in Zuba?
Okay, my experiences working on Zuba has been great, in the sense that for me, it's, you know, we're the pioneers. There's never been in this country a show that has influenced, that has brought dialogue, that has brought people to get inspired to actually talk about their language, yes, or, you know, how much they feel. Mm-hmm. So it's been an honor, but my experience working there takes a lot of hard work.
Yes.
You know, putting a television show like that, of course, with the sponsorship or the support of Zambezi Magic, who are, of course, doing such a great job in inspiring and fostering Zambian film industry. Giving me that opportunity has been a great experience, at the same time as a challenge. Great experience in the sense because you're able to lead, you know, one of the biggest film mm-hmm. set, you know, dealing with different characters. Mm-hmm. It's like managing. You're like a mother, and you have so many children that you need to coordinate and manage, and
with
that's what director is
about. Characteristics, yeah,
exactly. So there's an artistic kind of point of view and also the human resource point of view.
Exactly.
So being that kind of a leader, you have to be tough, you know, you have to make sure like people, you know, get to listen to you. Mm-hmm. But of course they listen because they know like when they see it, they get it. Mm-hmm. So has been that. But one of the other challenges is that mm-hmm. you know, you tend to work with some people who think, you know, we're the same age. Why should mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. People just, I don't know. It if it's a man who just says quiet,
they
everyone
all keep quiet.
Exactly. When it's a woman, you have to go an extra mile to push yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, I don't know, it's just people need to get accustomed to that kind of tradition. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have those kind of challenges, but then you just have to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's sometimes where it could be so hard and you just, you know, you don't want to break down in front of people, but you want to break down inside. You just mm-hmm. wait like for a rap, but then I'll just get home and cry. I'm like, I cannot do this. It's hard. They don't listen. But then tomorrow you go back and, you know, you dress your cup and just say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm up for this. And, you know, it's 60 episodes. It's long time.
It's long.
You know, now we're in season 2. We're doing much more episodes than that. So, but this time around, it's just like a walk in the park, you know.
How you're used
different
to
type of eye of giants. But of course it takes a lot of professionalism, knowing what you want, mm-hmm. knowing what you do, you know, knowing your responsibilities. That's what has really helped me to sort of like be on track. But otherwise it's been a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just come like a walk in the park, like everyone will be say like, oh, people need to behave like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things that go into it. It's budgets, it's people, it's locations, it's mm-hmm. all these things fused together. It's not just the one person, you know, like with film industry, it's like you bring 24 people's ideas under one roof.
Yes.
So you then quality control all those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's what makes you the director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you have a final say or costume. It's cost, because even costume blue means code, or you're trying to communicate someone is going through mm-hmm. some rough or funeral or bad news. You will put them in more court colors, the blues, the greens.
They're all those.
Then when they are happy,
attention to,
you know,
yeah,
they have to be in bright colors. So mm-hmm. all those kind of details.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Money FM Radio 93.7 FM, and I'm with JC. JC, going back to looking at the industry, the film industry in Zambia, and the representation of women, what is your view on those statistics that I've put forth?
Yeah, I mean, it's not strange. We live in a patriarchal world. We mm-hmm. live in a world where women, you know, it's now that things are slowly changing, that you can have women like me, but this is what it is. It's it's the way society, you know, it's gender constrictions
mm-hmm.
of the way things have been set up based on, you know, so when based on our society, where you feel okay, that's being a film director is a hobby mm-hmm. or something that people
you can't make a living out of that.
You cannot make a living. It's not too what is the word? It's not too attractive.
Mm-hmm. Lucrative.
You know? Yeah, it's not. No, it is sort of lucrative, but mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, one thing that in this part of the world, maybe it's mm-hmm. not too lucrative, but in the other part of the world, it is. People just take it as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we need to tell girl children or girl child that it is okay to go after your dreams, to be a mechanic, mm-hmm. you know, to be an engineer, to be a pilot, because those are the things that society limited women for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God we live in a different generations mm-hmm. where girls can wake up one day and just say, tell the parents, I want to make films, you know. I
made, like, go ahead.
I've made the former president of the US because of my films.
Wow.
I've traveled around the world. I've been to many European nations with my films, just talking about, you know. But then they have inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have we need to have examples, which we don't have.
Yes.
Okay, because of the representation. So we need women to position themselves, those girls who've got, you know, ideas. You know, it also starts from our home. When a girl is dancing, mm-hmm. little girl wants to be a dancer, mm-hmm. I mean, that's talent. They'll say no, she's showing signs of not listening. Then it's society, then the girl is cocooned,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that box,
mm-hmm.
and yet it's gonna be a wild dancer.
Exactly.
You know, and this is how it is, because then white collar jobs are considered to be clear, you know, employment identity. We're
yes.
identified with a white collar jobs, because this is just how society is, and that has to change.
The perception of society. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're listening to Money FM Radio, and we'll go on a break. And when we come back, we'll get a little bit personal with JC. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Welcome back to Money FM Radio 93.7. This is Women at Money, and I'm talking to Jesse Zuba, film director, and I am your host, Mkonde. Jesse, I'll ask you something personal. You recently got married and wrote something profound on your Facebook page. That is when you were campaigning for the NAMA presidency. And I quote, allow me to quote, I recently got married and I'm on my honeymoon, but I will not let marriage stand in my way of my passion. End of quote. Do you think marriage can stop a woman from advancing in her career?
Yes.
How?
Well, because I feel like when you're married, or rather from the conversations I've had with many of my friends that have gone ahead of marriage mm-hmm. and not really quite have achieved much
mm-hmm.
was because, well, I got married, kids got into my way, or my husband won't allow,
mm-hmm.
he's not supportive, or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm quitting my acting because my husband feels, you know, it's not just working. So those were things that were echoing in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was, if you ask in my circles, I mm-hmm. was not the girl to get married. So everyone was just like, what the hell happened?
Uh-huh.
I was not the girl. I'd never thought I'll get married. I never thought I was inspiring to get married. It just didn't inspire me that much. So then I met a man that could, he's not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid of my shine,
mm-hmm.
you know, is someone who can consume my success, is someone who like, you know, gives me fire to do more. It does not cut my dreams, you know.
It allows you to dream on.
It just allows me to dream on. Is, you know, he was like, because he works for the Swiss government,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like, look, I'm willing to quit my job and come, if That's what it takes. Because I told him I'm not going to follow a man. That was the first time.
So he had to follow you from Switzerland, or is it?
Yeah.
And come here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I was like, I'm not going to follow a man. He says, I'll pack my bags, I'll follow you.
Ah, that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Really inspiring man out there.
Yeah.
So I know directing film and basically making film takes up a lot of time. You have to work late hours, knock off late, and sometimes stay at the scene. Mm-hmm. So how have you managed to balance your work, your marriage life, seeing that marriage is also somehow a full-time job?
Yeah. Like right now I'm at school, I'm married, I've got a job. So basically it's just prioritizing. So obviously I have time for work, then I have time for family, and I have time for school. So I have to create a balance. So I'm not a slave in my house. So when I'm consumed with those things, my husband steps in and he has to, you know, he cooks. That's he'll nice. Cook and say, look, you're tired. So those kind of things, I'm not his slave. He's not waiting for me to, you know, to be savior or something. So when he thinks that he could do for himself, like iron a shirt, he would do that. You know, he doesn't expect me to wake up first thing in the morning when I've been working the other day. So just having that kind of understanding, and obviously I'm not disrespecting tradition. At the same time, we are human beings.
Exactly.
Do you get it? So we're not like superheroes or Superman, where you have more energy like the other person. So that's how it works for me. And obviously. Also, there's times for him where he'll be super busy and I'm not, then I chip in.
Yeah, this is Women at Money on Money FM Radio. And before we get into our random question, what do we expect from you other than Zuba?
Yeah, so me and my close friend, we just started our company, our first production company.
Wow.
So it's called Walk Media. Yeah, so Africa is going to be taken by storm.
I like that.
There's no one who understands storytelling at a deeper sense than we have. We've seen it, you know, using subliminals to tell stories, to talk about issues. And we have super amazing stories brewing. So we want to just not work for people for a long time. We want to be content creators ourselves. We want to help the economy. We want to create employment. Yeah, so that's the vision. We'll be the first Zambians to go get an Oscar. That I
like
know.
That.
That I know. You're gonna
be there to say, "Go, girl."
You're gonna call me and just say, "Look, just say your words." But for sure, that I can tell you, it's something that I don't even dream. I feel it. I envision. I see it all the time, and I know the depth of the stories. It's something that people ask, like, what goes into your mind?
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, here is my random question. If you were to do something different, what would that be?
If I were to do something different, I was going to be an accountant.
You like numbers?
Well, I like numbers. I liked numbers. I don't know what happened. I think I would do that. I was going to be an accountant.
Okay, that's wonderful. Women at Money, the core purpose of this program is to help young ladies out there, women who want to dream but are afraid to pursue their dream. So what would you tell that young lady who would like to get into the film industry but is afraid, she's being discouraged by parents, by friends, that you won't make it in life? What would your advice be?
My advice to be is, first, don't sit on your talent. Find where your sport is. Where your sport is networking. You can't just dream and in your house. Where do people go to make films? Go on Facebook, interact. I've helped a number of women through inboxing me. Like on Zuba right now, there's a number of people I've, you know, I've trained, mm-hmm. and now they're even working there. But we met via Facebook because adamancy. I'm not saying everyone should get in touch with me, but it is one
clear disclaimer right there.
One clear example, like where you, if you want it, you go after it, even when someone says no. And also, do you see, most of the times we don't achieve because we do not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We live for other people. Don't live for other people. Live for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
First know yourself. Mm-hmm. Then introduce yourself to the world.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you would want to share on this platform?
Well, what I want to share also is just like, aside from me being a filmmaker for years, I've tried to just give back to society or...
Okay.
With my, using my talent, mm-hmm. you know, giving back, you don't have to give via money. Mm-hmm. You can give back through love, through just showing people a smile. But what I've done is, like, for the past 5 years, I've been training. Every year, I train people for free. I've mm-hmm. trained over 250 young people.
Okay.
Like, I can tell you, almost most, like, 80% of most productions,
mm-hmm.
I've trained them.
Okay.
Through Young Cinema in Zambia project, then we created this platform for young people to be storytellers. Because
yes.
I feel like the future of mm. Zambian cinema is
in the young people. Yeah.
So that's what I do. I just create a stepping stone for them, so they take it up from there. So that's one thing that I love to do,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do, and that's what I've trained. Like almost my kids, almost of them are working, so which is quite nice. So from just not training them, I link them to the market,
mm-hmm.
get them into jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like the last training, I think I have one guy shooting on Zura from
okay.
being a trainee.
Great, that's
Imagine.
Wonderful.
Then two of them were acting on Zura.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such stories that I love. So I drag them as like, it was on merit, of course. They
mm-hmm.
needed the guy proved themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things. So that's just my side gig.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This is Women at Money on Money FM Radio, and we're talking women reclaiming their position in the creative industry. And I'm with Zuba. Zuba, you've spoken about training young children, young kids out there. How can they get in touch with you, just in case they're interested?
So you can get, we have like a Facebook page called mm-hmm. Zambia Short Film Festival.
Yes.
So you can like the page. So our next training is next year. We have something really cool coming. We're
mm-hmm.
already like planning.
Okay.
So next year we train 24 people again. So just look on the page. There'll be so much information, you know, going on there.
Okay.
So you can get in touch.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jessie, for coming. This is Money FM Radio. I was talking to Jessie Chisi, an award-winning film director and a scriptwriter. And she's a film director of Zuba that is currently running. This has been Nkonde Fumbeshi. Until next time, bye-bye for now.